Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Everybody, and happy Monday to all of you, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. And guess what, you guys? I'm so excited about today's show. But before we get started, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call your friends. I want you to text somebody. I want you to Facebook them and tell them they don't want to miss today's show. Now, of course, you know, the replay of today's show will be on Facebook and on Twitter and iTunes. But if you want to join live, all you have to do is call 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846 to be on the show live. Listen, everybody, I told you I was so excited about today's show because my guest, Lisa Y. Jones, is the founder of Lisa Y. Jones Ministry. And Lisa is here to inspire women to thrive through what she calls the Christ-Centered Financial Wellness. And she does this through her blog and her soon-to-be-released devotional book called Financial Seasons, which I can't wait for it to come out. Also through Bible studies and speaking engagements and financial coaching. So, listen, if you want to experience more joy in giving and begin to feel prosperous regardless of how much money you have, or to feel more intentional with your finances and really just experience a new level of contentment while you build and retain wealth, then you don't want to miss this show. So listen, before I bring Lisa on, I want to share a little bit about her with you. Lisa is a seasoned entrepreneur who has been inspiring women to thrive for over 20 years. She and her husband, Keith, have been sharing financial wisdom with those around them for the last 5 years and have helped over 100 families discover financial freedom through one-on-one consultations and teachings of Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. Her goal is to showcase Christ's simple message of hope while removing the confusion, and there's a lot of confusion out there, of how we deal with our finances. Lisa is also a renowned public speaker. I'm so excited, I'm getting all mixed up here, who has shared the stage with many other incredible speakers, including legendary Brian Tracy. She is writing, as I mentioned before, her first book, which is a daily devotional called Financial Seasons, and her first Bible study entitled Whatever, An Intimate Look at Philippians 4:8. And Lisa also, she has a bachelor's degree from Clemson University in computer engineering and a master's degree from Webster University in information management. So as you can see, she is a smart woman. But, you know, there's so much to talk about in this arena. So I just really want to jump in there and bring Lisa on the show. So listen, welcome, Lisa, to Uniquely Designed Talk. You know, I am so glad to have you on the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Nayshawn. It is great to be here. I really appreciate it. I'm excited, too. So we just got a mountain of energy in front of us today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Lisa, listen, let's just get right into it because I just want the audience to be able to hear so much about what is going on and how all this came about. So tell us, what is Christ-Centered Financial Wellness and how did you get started on this journey?
Well, honestly, if you had asked me what Christ-Centered Financial Wellness was 3-5 years ago, I would have given you a blank stare because I had no idea what it was. I do know that when my husband and I got married 5 years ago, we brought $191,000 in unsecured debt into our marriage. And wow. I panicked. I mean, we had talked about finances before we got married, but because we weren't married, we each had our own path. And I knew he had debt, he knew I had debt, but I had no idea that it was going to be that much. And I panicked. I was literally shaking in my boots, and I didn't know what we were going to do. We had 19 lines of debt going out every month, so that's 19 payments that we were sending out every month in addition to utilities and things of that nature, and I didn't know what we were going to do. And so we had a financial coach, and that kind of brought a little bit of sameness to the situation. It was an investment because, you know, you have to pay someone to coach you, and we didn't have any money, and I just thought, how are we going to justify paying someone else? But the reality is, without that person, I don't know if we would have made the headway that we made, because they brought sanity to crazy. And so that was a Christ Center, Christian financial coaching company that we worked through. And so having the opportunity to begin to see what God had to say about money really helped to kind of bring some clarity to our situation. And he helped us set up a plan, and we got started. About a year later, we found Dave Ramsey and his material, and it was a nice complement to what we were doing in our financial coaching. And so now we've got, and of course Dave has a Christian background as well, so we've got Christ all in the midst of. Slowly over time, we began to get on our feet. And so when we started looking at creating our own financial coaching business, I was like, we need a tagline. What is this? And that's where Christ Center Financial Wellness was born. So what I found, there are 2,350 scriptures in the Bible about money, but there was nothing that I was able to find that put all of those or some of those scriptures together to give me something that I could hold on to during our journey. And that's where the devotional was born, because I wish I had something like this. And they're actually my stories. They're all things that I have gone through, either myself, that we've gone through as a family, things that we've experienced as we've helped other people. There's this level of emotion that comes with money, and most of it is negative because we don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know what? I can't wait for us to talk a little bit about the devotion, because I'm excited about that as well. So it just sounds so like you really had a journey, and I know that the devotional is a power pack book that's going to help us to keep Christ, you know, in the center of our finances as we heal through those emotional wounds that can come from financial discord and all those things as well. So we're gonna talk about that in a few minutes. But you know, I wanted to know there's many couples today that find themselves in a lot of debt, and that alone can bring a lot of pressure on relationships. You know, the blame game starts. You know, which can turn into, you know, those fierce arguments and those nonstop frustrations and resentment. And I don't know if you all ever experienced that in your marriage, but I want to ask you, what was the greatest struggle for you and your husband, you know, as you all began to tackle this mountain of debt together? And then how did you all navigate through some of the challenges that you faced in your marriage because of it?
Right. So first of all, we don't have arguments in the Jones house. We have intense moments of fellowship.
We all know about that. Yes.
So that's what we refer to them as, and that honestly, it helps to break the tension just a little bit when you get to that place where emotions are high and you're not pleased with each other. But one of the hardest ones, Keith is a natural giver, and he will give the shirt off his back, and a lot of times he doesn't think about what that giving is going to do in terms of how it impacts our family. And so there have been times in the early days of our marriage, we've since gotten past this, where he would just give you know, or want to give. And I'm like, hold up, that's grocery money. You can't give the grocery money, you know. We
got to eat.
Set up. Right, right. And so he's just, and it's just his heart. He has this huge heart for giving. And I'm not a natural giver. And so I don't, it's not that I don't want to give, but that's not my first priority. I truly am a put your own mask on first kind of person. And mm-hmm. I will be happy to help you get somewhere, but the idea of giving to you is not my first thought. And so that was a big issue for us that we, and the way we fixed it was we literally put a line item in the budget for a season where it was, we budgeted to give, not tithe, because our tithe is separate, and we have tithe the entire time, but to give in addition to that, we put it in the budget. And if there was no money in that, on that line item to give, then there was, that helped to calm the frustration around giving. We actually got to a point where we removed giving completely from our budget so that we could plow through on our debt snowball. And that was a decision that we both came to together. On the other side of that, I love to cook and I like to experiment and I wanted to do big grocery shopping and, you know, try, you know, a Royal Con Loco or whatever, I don't know, with some exotic ingredients and things like that. And, you know, we had a grocery budget. So I felt stifled a little bit in terms of, you know, my culinary creativity. And, you know, he didn't care. He just wanted to eat. But I felt like, you know, dag, we make money. Why can't I buy what I want, you know? Another area was we don't vacation because, you know, we focused all of our money on debt reduction. And so there would be times during the year where we would, I would just want to get away. And it just wasn't in the budget. And so that created frustration for me because I wanted to get away, and we couldn't. And so those are just some of the things that we butt heads against, if you will. And then also I don't want to forget the fact that we are a blended family. And so money for the kids was a huge issue because they don't live with us. And so in terms of, you know, obviously we pay child support, but what happens on top of child support? What is appropriate and things of that nature? And so we had lots of heated discussions in the beginning, the first 2 years or so, around what to give in terms of, you know, what the kids need versus what was more of a want, how much extra do we support that household instead of our own or in addition to our own household and things of that nature. And so lots of conversation around that. We also have...
that's okay. You know, it was funny because you kind of went into my third question, which was about, you know, how, you know, people that are in debt, they desperately want to get out, but it's going to cost them something, isn't it? Just like what
Truly.
You said, you know, those sacrifices that you all had to make in order to progress, to begin to see, you know, you achieving your goal. And what I hear you saying is that, you know, you had to have a lot of conversations. You really had to have some sit down moments, coming to Jesus. Moments,
right?
You know, to kind of, you know, turn the volume down a little bit because, like I say, everybody can have those real intense, moments of fellowship as we talked about. But you know, but it can get real. You know, it's like okay,
right.
This just got real, and so we really have to keep that conversation going because we know that, you know, the top three things that causes divorce is what, sex. The lack of sex, rather, you know, finances and the lack of communication. So it sounds like that's something
and
that you guys use to navigate through some
of
those challenges.
Yeah, that's two of the three. And actually, I wrote a blog post a couple of weeks ago. It's on my site, lisayjones.com. And if you go to the blog page, I think it was 3 weeks ago, I wrote an article on financial transparency, what I learned about marital money while I was single. And if there are people out there that are struggling in their finances that are married, I highly encourage them to read that blog because I dig into those things a little bit deeper.
I read it. It was great.
Oh, great. There you go. Yeah. So it's, you know, it is because that's central to couples specifically and how they are able to achieve wealth down the line. You can't do it if you can't get that money communication thing going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, Lisa, that's so interesting is that, too, especially when you get married, you know, when you're single, you've already developed a certain mindset,
right,
a set, and the way you deal with finances. And so now when you come
right
together, you're dealing with someone that has a whole different perspective,
right,
perhaps, with how to deal
right
with money and based on how they were raised and a whole
right
lot of things. I know myself, my husband
right
and I, we had those same challenges and still, you know, kind of battle with those challenges because
right
he came from a place
you
where, you know, he always felt like money will always be available, so it's never really a big deal. And I come from,
right,
you know, a place of scarcity. And so I'm like, no,
right,
we can't spend this, we can't do this, we got to say, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you still kind of have that mentality and kind of
yes
learning how to respect money and really, you know, what the purpose of money is in the marriage and how and who is going to manage, you know, the
right
money, those kind of things. So
that
for those of you
point
that are, yeah, absolutely. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman Radio, where we have been talking about Christ-centered financial wellness with my guest, Lisa Y. Jones. And yes, the Y is important. She is the founder of Lisa Y. Jones Ministry. And her purpose is really to inspire and educate women like you on the importance of financial literacy through the lenses of the Bible. Listen, Lisa, before we continue with our next segment of the show, let people know how they can contact you. Can you give them some information?
Okay. Sure. My website, as I mentioned earlier, is lisayjones.com. As a result, my email address is lisa@lisayjones.com. And then my social media handles for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are lisayjones, LYJ. So lisayjones.com, lisa@lisayjones.com, and lisayjones, LYJ. So any of those,
all
right, you can reach me, I'd be happy to reach out to you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. Listen, Lisa, for those that are listening, what is one of the first things that people can do to start this process of financial wellness?
Create a budget.
Can you say that one more time?
Oh, my gosh. Create a budget. And we don't just use a budget. We use what's called a zero-based budget. There's actually a copy of that on my website. So if you go to my website, you can find that there. But the purpose of a zero-based budget is to use every single penny of your money before the month begins. So today is April 24th, and our May budget is set. We're going on a marriage retreat the first weekend in May. Money for the retreat is already in the budget. All of our expenses are in the budget. We've got a couple of things coming down the pike that we need to pay for. We're saving slowly for those. That's in the budget. All of those things are in the budget, and we spend it down to zero on paper before we get started in May. And what that does is you know how much money you have for groceries, you know how much money you have to play with, you know how much the electric bill has already come in for May. So we already know what we're going to, you know, what that bill is going to be. Cell phone bills don't change, things of that nature. So that really, and then there's no debt. We don't use debt. So we have no credit cards, Nashawn, zero.
Wow.
So, yeah, zero credit cards. None.
So it is possible.
So it is very, very possible. And we're debt-free. I don't even think you know that because I don't think we had really hit
no,
that.
No, you didn't tell me. Okay.
Yeah. So last week we paid off the last of our debt. So we are completely debt-free, and that's all student loans, car loans, everything. We are completely debt-free. Yeah.
Congratulations
so really, really excited
on
about that. Thank you. Yeah. So that's the first thing that you can do. And it's like riding a bicycle. It's a little wobbly the first few months, and then you get it down to a science, and you're at that point tweaking more than anything else. But every month needs to be different. So the June budget is going to be different than the May budget. The July budget will be different than the June budget. And you take the approach to each budget with fresh eyes instead of trying to copycat the month before. An example, in our house, our kids will be here with us for the month of July. So our grocery budget swells quite a bit in July. And so, but it's the same pot of money. So that means if you're using more money in groceries, then something else has to decrease in the budget in order to make sure that you have room for everything. And so now that we are debt-free, our next item is saving for our emergency fund. So we won't put as much money in the emergency fund in July because we need some extra money for groceries. So we'll pull that extra grocery money from the emergency savings category. So instead of putting, $1,000 in for savings, maybe we only put in $750 and then we add an extra $250 to our grocery budget.
Awesome. Wow. Well, you know what? It sounds like you guys have the plan on lock.
We do.
And that incredible. And what a celebration. You know, you're no longer robbing Peter to pay Paul and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as well.
I know.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Congratulations on that. That's just good news to let people know that it's possible. And it was a journey.
Is.
You know, as you said, it was a journey. But
years.
You guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you made it. So listen, Lisa, you have a book that's coming out soon.
I do. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know. It's a devotional. It's called Financial Season. I love the title of it. So tell us a little bit about the devotional. What's it about?
Okay.
And also, I know that you have a free gift, you know, where they can get a sneak peek of it. Just go on your website at lisajjones.com and they can download it for free. But just tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So we were, obviously it's been 5 years that we've been working on our debt snowball. We loved coaching. We knew that we got great benefit from coaching when we were coaching clients, and now we're beginning to start coaching other people. And this was about 2 years ago. And I told Keith that, you know, if we were going to do coaching, we needed a product, you know, to be able to put alongside of speaking engagements and things of that nature. But I had no clue what that product needed to be. I just knew that we needed one. And I just kind of thought about it. You know, I can't even say, Nayshawn, that I prayed about it. It was just a thought. And one day in the shower, the Holy Spirit said, you're going to write a devotional. And I'm like, what? I have never written anything other than my journal. You know, and so it was very overwhelming to me at first, but I knew very clearly that I had been given this assignment. And so all of a sudden, all these titles for devotionals started popping into my mind, and I felt like the floodgates were open, and I just, you know, wrote them all down and started writing a devotional. And so it's a daily devotional, so 366 days, and it's our journey through our debt to financial freedom. And so what's really cool is the end of the book I haven't written yet because we just got to financial freedom ourselves. And so it's the desperation that we experienced. It's the joy that we were able to carve out during the time period, the celebration, the frustration, the anger, the hurt, the embarrassment, the pride. Oh, my gosh, there's so many stories about pride in there because that's my issue is truly pride.
Wow.
And so they're just my stories. Some of them were from when I was in college and a young woman. Most of them are from, you know, the time in my life when, you know, once Keith and I got married. I was 43 when we got married. And so a few of them have to do with other people. I've gotten permission to share their stories. Of course, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes.
but it's just a compilation of stories to give you hope. And each one is paired with a scripture from that 2,350 scriptures about money that's in the Bible. And so, and then there's a daily nugget and a prayer that to help you kind of guide yourself through today and what did today's devotion inspire you to do or be or think about? And it's just really, really, it's my heart revealed. It's a lot of transparency.
Absolutely. You know, I got my sneak peek, and I so enjoy reading through the 7 days of it. And
yeah.
And thank you for your transparency and your honesty in the devotional and also on the show, because people need to know that, yeah, you're going to go through a gamut of emotions. You're going to go through anger and frustration and embarrassment.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, even admitting the fact of being proud, you know, having that pride that can sometimes stop us from really getting the healing that we need, you know, in our emotions, in our finances, and all those other things. So I tell you guys, it is a great book that's coming out soon, and I want you guys to go to her website, LisaYJones.com, and just download it. It's really, really good stuff, and you don't want to miss it when it comes out, which will be coming out probably by the end of this year, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. We go to editing later in the early summer, and then we'll be gearing up for production early fall in time for Christmas. That's the idea.
Wow, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, listen, we only have 5 minutes, 4 minutes left before the show is over, Lisa. But listen, I want to ask you, what final words would you like to leave with our audience today that can empower them to pursue the Christ-centered financial wellness and the difference in doing it God's way, you know, and, you know, because of what it's made in your own life?
Yeah, the world is the total opposite of God's way. The world says debt is okay. The Bible says that the borrower is slave to the lender. And so it really takes a paradigm shift to walk God's way. And the one thing I really want to make sure that people understand is that God is not about condemnation. He's about conviction. So condemnation is all about shame and, you know, you horrible person, how could you get here, you let your family down. Those are all tricks of the enemy to cause you to lose sight of his plan for you. But the conviction of the Holy Spirit is, my daughter, that wasn't what I had for you. I need you to come follow me. You know, there's a softness in that conviction. It is, you know, you can't. You have to face the consequences that go along with it, but he's not going to berate you. He's not going to call you out of your name or make you feel less than. He just wants you to turn and be different. And that takes courage. It really takes courage. Yeah.
Wow.
And you're going to have to do different things.
Yes.
You know,
you got to do the work.
You have to do the work. It is not – and. You know, Dave Ramsey always says that you can wander into debt, but you cannot wander out. And that is profound because it took years of student loans sitting in deferment to end up with almost $100,000 in interest.
Wow.
You know, and so that's not going to, you aren't going to lose that overnight. It will take time and discipline, and you have to sacrifice for today in order to reap the benefits tomorrow. We are 48 years old, and we have no debt.
Wow.
Zero.
Well, praise God for that. That's a shout.
Amen.
Right there. Well, listen, Lisa, I am so glad that you were able to come on this show today.
Thank
we so appreciate
you,
you and all the wealth of wisdom that you've shared with our audience today. Real quickly, we got like less than 30 seconds, but if you can just give people some contact information again, how they can reach out to you.
Yep, LisaYJones.com, Lisa@LisaYJones.com, LisaYJones, L-Y-J, on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, girl, for coming on the show. Lisa has been a great friend
You're
of
welcome.
Mine for over the years, and
I
just
know.
To see you do
it's
what you do, it's so exciting,
oh
so
my
exciting.
Gosh. Really cool.
Well, listen, you're going to have to come back soon when the devotion comes back, come out, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. All right, you guys, well, listen, again, if you have any questions for Lisa, you can contact Lisa at her email address at Lisa@LisaYJones.com, and if you want to leave any comments, you can go on my Facebook page, Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching, regarding today's show, or email me at Deshawn@uniquelydesigncoaching.com for any questions. Listen, don't forget to follow the blue button on Blog Talk Radio, and I want you to stay tuned for next week, where you know it's all about us empowering you to uniquely design your life. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.